Hey, you guys. How y'all doing? It's been a mess these past 24 hours, okay? So let me go ahead, make sure you guys can see and hear me. I hope you guys are doing good. All right, it looks like I'm on live. All right, we have a bunch of people in the house. Lots of things to talk about and get into, okay? Some of y'all are big mad as hell. Some of y'all been cussing me out on Instagram. A bitch came to my Discord, paid money to cuss me out. Bitch, thank you for the $5, honey, okay? We appreciate you, Katara. And then her punk ass ran out scared. But this whole situation is showing me a lot of people's true colors. It's showing me a lot of people's immaturity. I'm looking at my video. Hopefully YouTube will act right. I don't look all washed out and bleached up, okay? So it looks like I got my melanin back. Thank you, YouTube. Hopefully my audio will act right, because yesterday's stream, or the stream I did the other day, there was like low and loud parts and shit like that. Hopefully it'll be all one audio tone. So, you know what I mean? When things like that happen, when I look washed out like that and the audio's acting funky, that's YouTube. There's nothing I can do about that. You can't bleach your skin in 24 hours for all the slow people who are asking me if I was bleaching. No, dumb bitch. It's called YouTube, okay? So anyways, y'all, we got to get into some things, okay? This entire situation has just, we have been waiting with bated breath, okay, since Tuesday for a winner. And I've literally been on go, 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 because it's been basketball all weekend with my youngest. So it's like I had to get up at 8, take him to the training. This was Saturday. So when I went to go pick him up, they had just announced the winner. And I was just like, okay, cool. All right, Joe Biden won. Okay, congratulations to the winner. Like I told y'all, I don't have a dog in this fight like that. Okay, this is not a political channel. Okay, this is a fucking celebrity gossip channel. So I don't understand, like, what do y'all think I can do? You got Trumpeteers mad and in their feelings. What do you want me to do, Trumpeteers? Do you want me to go to the White House and go whoop Kamala Harris's ass and tell her that she, you know, she defrauded the election, that's what y'all are saying? What do y'all want me to do? I'm a YouTuber. Quit crying tattoo tears in my comment section. Y'all go cry tattoo tears under Donald Trump and Donald Trump's Jr.'s Twitter section. That's where y'all go, okay? Now, with that being said, like I said, how come before the announcement was made, it was a lot more maturity? It was like, okay, well, if the best team wins, so be it. You know, I got Trump supporters here. I have, you know, Biden supporters. I'm not really getting into it. But it's funny that when Biden wins and the internet starts turning up and they're making memes and they're making jokes and I'm posting them, because that's what I do on my social media page. Okay. I post videos, memes, GIFs, all types of crazy stuff to make things more fun. That's my personality. So why is it that when I post memes of your president, because he's, you know, he's still the president for now, why is that an issue? Y'all don't cry when I post memes of other celebrities and other situations. Now all of a sudden everybody wants to be serious. No, bitch, I'm not going to be serious with this. Okay, I'm going to have my fun and keep the same attitude I had the day before they announced who the president was. Okay, so you can be mad and be in your feelings. That's on you. Okay. I want to relax and have fun and still be aware of what's going on. All these tattoo tears and tiny violins, miss me with the bullshit. Ain't nothing I can do for you. So if you feel like you want to unsubscribe now because you're mad at my jokes and you're mad at the stuff I'm posting on Instagram, feel free to keep it moving. Because what I notice is when I posted about the, you know, the alleged voter fraud, because I've been keeping it balanced. When I posted about the voter fraud and I showed about the MAGA Million Man March, there's going to be a bunch of million, there's going to be about a million MAGA supporters marching next weekend in Washington, D.C. When I was fair and I posted that, all the comments were lit. Here come all the Trump supporters. All y'all was in there talking amongst yourselves. Y'all was thanking me. But then as soon as I post a joke meme, then it's all this attitude. You can't be wishy-washy. Pick a side. Either we're going to laugh. You know what I'm saying? And take and roll with the punches, or you can keep it pushing. Okay? Because I've been fair in my coverage. I don't know what y'all want me to do, but I'm not going to keep on, you know what I'm saying, posting about, you know, whatever they're complaining and ranting about. I'm updating people, but this isn't a damn Trump channel. I've never endorsed him. I've never endorsed Biden. So I don't understand why all this issue is coming from his supporters all of a sudden. Not all of them, because a lot of y'all are still cool and there's no issues. But it's just a few of them that I just noticed I had to block several of them today. Very strange, because they're here for all the other jokes. They're here for all the other stuff. But when it comes to this, they're just so pissed off. Now, like I said, we live in a strange world. Okay, I run a whole conspiracy Discord. So do you think with somebody who runs their own conspiracy Discord, you think we're not looking at this from a conspiratorial eye? You think we don't know about the stuff about Creepy Joe, aka Sleepy Joe? So you just think we're just looking at all this blindly because now he's won? Nah, most of us are just falling back. We don't really have a dog in this fight. We're falling back, and I'm hoping if he is the correct winner, which they're saying he is, regardless of what Trump is tweeting, I hope that he is able, him and Kamala, they're able to, you know what I'm saying, do what they need to do and fulfill the promises that they've made. And whatever people in the community want them to do, they need to be held to task to do. Everything is a waiting game. They're not going to get in here and then miraculously, you know, with a magical wand, change all the issues that's been going on. That's not how it works. You know, so the whole situation has been crazy. But like I said, I've never been one to sit up here and champion anybody. You've never seen me champion Joe Biden or act like, you know, he was that dude. I've kept the same energy. Okay? I don't do politics. I understand it. I understand what's going on. But I've told you, I'm not a fan of Joe and I'm not a fan of Trump. So I don't know why the hell some of y'all are mad. Trump to me is a narcissist. Period, point blank. But again, to each its own. Whoever you want to support, like I said from day one, support. But what you're not going to do is shame me into supporting who you want me to support. That's what you're not going to do. Okay? Like I always tell y'all, you control one person in life, and that is yourself. You don't control the world, and you damn sure don't control Lovely T. So anyways, I hope you guys are doing good. We're going to get into some stuff. Let me go ahead and read some of these super chats, honey. Somebody said legalize marijuana. Well, they did in Arizona, I think New Jersey, a few states got that legalization. We're still waiting here in Minnesota. You know what I'm saying? We're still waiting out here. They've legalized legal marijuana. They did legalize that. I'm not legal, excuse me, medical. Medical marijuana is legalized here, but not the recreational. That's what folks are waiting for. So give me just a moment here to pull up, read some of these super chats here. Sophia says, sis, the media doesn't call elections. The votes aren't certified by a lot of states. We not mad at you, but you are going along with the BS of the media. No, a lot of y'all are mad at me, and that's bullshit. So all of a sudden, I can't post what the media is saying. Like, what has changed between today and any other time I cover media stories? So that's what I'm saying. Y'all are full of shit, but thank you for the $5. I appreciate it, sis. Let's see here. Unique Butterfly, she says, there is an episode of the original Law and Order season 14 called Patient Zero. It talks about the C virus. It was a in 2004, predictive programming. Thank you so much for the super chat. I appreciate it. There's a lot of predictive programming with the C-19. I'm definitely noticing that. Shining Star says, hey, T, I'm J-Lub, new to the channel. Sent an important message to you. Happy to be a tea sipper. Thank you so much for the super chat. Breeby sent 999. She says, hey, sis, just want to say your skin care saved my face. Oh, that's wonderful. She says, I suffer from bad dermatitis. Nothing has worked until I tried your product. Sending love from Cali. I am so happy to hear that. And I've been getting messages like that from all types of people. Matter of fact, one of my cousins, you know, he deals with like acne and things like that. And he's been like on it, getting the face cream, the wash and everything from me on a consistent basis. So thank you so much. I'm so glad that my Dope Beauty products were able to help you. Y'all, if y'all have not tried it out, make sure you guys go to dopebeautyproducts.com. That's products with a Z. That's where you can buy all my skincare stuff. So that way, you know what I'm saying, you can be glowing too. Experience the CBD glow up. So thank you, sis. Appreciate you. Let's see here. Bree887 says, hey, y'all, stay safe. Love you, T. I love you, too. Thanks for coming through. Jackie Delgado says, I love you, T. Glad I caught a live. I'm on my way to work. All right, sis. You enjoy your Sunday. And thanks for coming through. Kenya Gray says, I was waiting on you. Thank you so much, sis. Kaya Kendrick RN says, damn, I was going to do my homework, but it can wait. Hey, auntie. Hey, sis, I see that RN behind your name. That's what's up. Thank you so much. So like I said, I'm not going to change my energy. You know, all of a sudden now, I'm not supposed to post anything from the media. But I've always had the same attitude towards the mainstream media. I'm still going to post what they're saying. Like, that's silly to not be able to post that and to not be able to have, you know, conversations about that. Like I said, I could see y'all being in y'all's feelings if I didn't even post anything about potential voter fraud. Then you could be like, damn, T's acting new. Oh, T's being one-sided. But if you go to my Instagram, I've been posting both. And y'all are still mad. But once again, what do y'all want me to do about the situation? There's nothing I can do. You know, so I find that very funny. Let's see here. Oh, gosh. Lee Okawude. Might have mispronounced it. Sorry. She sent $99.99. Thank you so much for the super chat. Says, hey, sis, finally caught a live. Hope you have a great Sunday. Keeping up with the tea with tea. Thank you so much for that super chat. I really appreciate it, sis. Thank you. Ashley Joe says, it's crazy how the Trump supporters are using the Al Gore argument. But imagine if Hillary and the left acted like this in 2016. And see, and that's what's kind of bothering me with that. Let's bring it back to 2016, okay? When Trump won, many of y'all have been here for years, right? Y'all have been watching me for years. Did y'all see me cry, get upset? Did y'all see me even say, not my president, when Trump won? I never did that. I accepted the results and kept the damn moving. So I'm not understanding why people think they can cuss me out and drag me every 5 minutes. I kept the same energy I had in 2016. And even when people come on here and they say that Trump is not their president, I tell them, no, you're goofy. That is your president. Because whatever decision he makes affects you. So I don't understand, like, why now I'm supposed to be like, oh, Joe Biden's not my president. He stole the votes. I didn't do that when Trump got into office. I didn't accuse him of stealing the votes. I wasn't crying for Hillary. Thank you to everybody who remembers my attitude when Hillary won. I mean, sorry, when Hillary lost, excuse me, when Hillary lost. I said Trump was the winner and kept it pushing. So I don't understand, like, why people think I'm supposed to act differently now all of a sudden. Y'all better go back and go watch when I spoke about this shit 4 years ago. Same attitude I had then is what I have now. Simple as that. So yeah, thank y'all for everybody who remembers, who been here sipping for all these years. Let's see here. Lemon Ray says, T, can you tell the mods to stop deleting comments that aren't harmful? Anyways, love you. Lots, been watching since the eighth grade. I'm not 24. Thank you so much. Yes, mods, like I've told you guys, because there's a particular mod that people keep complaining about. And if they keep complaining about you, I'm going to remove your wrench. Quit deleting people's comments if they're not trolling me, if they're not cussing me out. Like I said, I don't even care. Like I've been saying all election. I don't care if people come in here and they write Trump 2020. Okay? I've always said this. Just don't spam. Don't write this shit 150 times. But if you want to write that you're Team Trump, I'm fine with that. So nobody should be deleting that. I think I've been very, very fair through all of this. So for me to get, you know, the BS that I'm getting from some of you Trump supporters is just, it's insane to me. You know what I mean? So it just shows me some people's immaturity. But yes, if the comments are just people stating their opinions and there's no disrespect, let the comments stay. Now, if they're trolling and coming in here trying to cuss me out, you got to go. Okay? Let's see here. Ashley Joe says, somebody check on Candace Owens. Honey, I ain't seen or heard from her since. It's a lot of folks mad. I know she's feeling some type of way. A lot of these, you know, especially some of the Black Trump supporters who've been very vocal are super upset. Terrence K. Williams, you know, he's been out here ranting and raving. We got the fake Arnaz. from I call him the fake Arnaz, but that's Herschel Walker's son. Okay, he's a trip. He's been ranting and raving. I'm gonna show y'all his video in a second here. You know, a lot of people are upset, and like I said, to me, it's just they have the right to be upset the same way the Hillary people were mad and upset. It's to be expected. The people that they were standing beside and the person that they wanted to win didn't win. So it's to be expected that they're going to be upset. It is what it is, but I'm not going to cry tattoo tears behind the shit. Not at all. Shit, my life went on as usual. Still had to get up at 8 o'clock in the morning and get to basketball. Shamika Issam says, I'm fairly new to you, but I love your energy. You are the truth. Glad I found you. Keep it up, sis. Hit the like button. Love you, T. Love you, too. And thank you so much for coming through. Thank you for the super chat, sis. Let's see here. There's a lot of people that need to be checked up on, honey. Clara Brown says, T, I love you and all that you've done this year. You keep us informed. My mom and I love watching your videos. You and your videos keep, hold on. I love watching you, and I'm going to keep supporting you. Thank you so much, Claire. I really appreciate that. Thank you for coming through, sis. Let's see here. Ayanna Fletcher sent 999. She says, what do you think about Bill Gates and his support of the new administration? Now, I've noticed a lot of people are using that to shame people who have voted for Biden or to shame people in general. And I'm not saying you, Ayanna, I know you've been here, you're a long time T-sepper. I'm not saying you. Let me show y'all this video, because this is what I'm noticing a lot of people are trying to do with this whole situation with Trump. Let me show y'all this weird ass TikTok somebody sent me. I had to laugh because I'm like, sis, it ain't never that damn serious. And I have to put it on mute because she has all this... what is it called? She has like a lot of Christian music in the background, so I want to go ahead and put it on mute. But let me go ahead and share my screen so y'all can see her. Because I'm noticing a lot of people from the Trump camp are saying things like this, okay? Let me refresh it really quick. Y'all just watch. Y'all can read the screen. I'm not going to show, you know, I can't play the music, but read the screen. And the whole time she's playing church music. I mean, look at the over dramatics. It's funny because it's silent. Okay, sis, let me go ahead and get you off my screen with all that damn blood and guts. Yeah, and then, you know, she goes to heaven. I mean, oh God, pretty girl, annoying video. And that's what I'm noticing. Like I said, it's not towards, you know, Ayanna, because I'm going to answer your question. But what I'm noticing is that a lot of people are trying to use that narrative that if you voted for Joe Biden, somehow, you know, you're accepting the mark of the beast. You're taking the vaccine. And it's like, no. Like, is it maybe some people just did not want Trump to be their president the same way some people didn't want Hillary to be their president? It is what it is. It doesn't mean that everybody's lining up to go get the vaccine or to go get chipped, you know? And like we've been talking, regardless of, to me personally, whoever's in the office, this is something global. This is a deep global conspiracy. It's even been noted as of today. Let me see if I can find the article. I saw it when I was researching. That this whole C-19 virus may bring us to the brink of World War III. It was announced today. Let me see if I can find the article. It was a British guy. One of the British people were saying that. I don't know if it was a prime minister or somebody said that. Yeah, 16 hours ago. Here it is. It was on Rookers. Let me show y'all this. So for me, This is deeper than Trump or Joe Biden. Let me show y'all my screen. This is what was reported today for y'all who may not know. It says here, global uncertainty could risk World War III, UK military chief. He says here, I think we're living in a moment in time where the world is very uncertain and an anxious place. And of course, the dynamics of global competition is a feature in our lives as well. I think the real risk we have with quite a lot of regional conflicts that are going on at the moment is you can see an escalation led to miscalculations, Carter told Sky News. Basically, he's a military chief. I'm not going to read this whole article, but he goes on to talk about, you know, a potential World War III on the horizon. So for me, like I've been saying, everything that's going on, in my personal opinion, is global. It's bigger than even Joe Biden and Trump. Okay? Just because Trump is president does not mean that he couldn't be forced to usher in a vaccine or a chip. Because it's what they're trying to push globally anyways. Okay? A lot of these people are puppeteers for the elites. That's how I feel about the situation. So, you know, as far as what she was asking with Bill Gates, I'm no fan of Bill Gates. Y'all know that. You know, but of course he's going to stand behind this administration because they're not going to give him as much flack. You figure this is the same administration. Well, the Trump administration is the same one disrespecting and basically denouncing Anthony Fauci. He even said he's going to fire Anthony Fauci. So, of course, Bill Gates is going to feel more comfortable with Joe Biden than he would Trump. I mean, that should be the obvious. But in my personal opinion, like I said, I feel like a lot of this stuff goes way deeper than even our presidency. So it's going to be a lot of things being ushered in. Let me see here. King Kappa 03 says we need to peek closely what Trump does on the way out, pardons, executive actions. He is still the sitting president. Exactly. And I also, matter of fact, his son, thank you for bringing that up. He just tweeted this about an hour ago. And a lot of people are nervous about this. This is what Trump Jr. just tweeted. He says here, declassify everything. We can't let the bad actors get away with it. So some people are feeling like because Trump is a narcissist, his kids are, you know, upset. You know, Trump Jr. won't stop damn tweeting every 5 seconds. They feel like he could really, you know, on his way out the door, reveal all types of secrets just to be spiteful because he technically is still the president. And he still has access to a lot of that stuff. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see this. Because like I've been saying, he's not going to concede. I don't see him conceding. I don't see him leaving easily. He's already setting things up to fight this. So to me, that sounds like they're ready to leak some shit, personally. So it's going to be a lot of stuff that's going to be going on that we have to pay very, very close attention to. Another thing, let me see if I can find this article. Let's see here. Vladimir. I've been just reading a lot of new stuff. Let's see here. It was an article, I cannot find it, but it's something about Trump and Russia, about Russia giving him safe haven, you know, if he ever wants to leave and go there. It was an article I ran across. I can't find it, but it's a lot of stuff. You know, it's a lot of stuff going on that people need to pay very, very close attention to. Let's see here. Memes over outrage sent $50. Thank you so much for the super chat. Says, hey, T, I voted for Trump, but I'm chilling. LOL. Everyone needs to calm the F down. Interesting to see what will happen after the vote recount if it flips. How will people react? Stay safe and positive energy always. Thank you so much, sis. I really, really appreciate that. You know, there goes a classy Trump supporter. That's what I'm talking about. Unlike that fucking weird bitch who wrote that dissertation and then dipped out. You know what I'm saying? It's like at the end of the day, We are. This is the point of being in a democracy, is that you're supposed to have the freedom to vote for whoever. I shouldn't attack that girl because she's Team Trump. That's not right. If that's who she wants to side with, that is her business. So I don't understand when the shoe's on the other foot. Now people who sided with Biden, you know, are being told, oh, you guys are going to help usher in the vaccine. All you guys who voted for Biden, you guys are pedo supporters. What the hell are you talking about? So because people voted for Biden, Joe Biden, they support pedophilia? Like, come on. So thank you so much for that, sis. Thank you for the positive energy. I received that, and I really appreciate it. And this is how adults should talk. You know, it should be this type of discord and not this, you know, divisiveness and craziness. So let me go ahead and let me read Nana Nia. Hey, Nana. She says, hey, T. I'm keeping it all the way 100. Everyone who is a true fan, I got to say the Discord is worth it. You won't regret it. T is the bomb. I like the video now. Thank you so much, sis. I really appreciate it. And yes, the Discord is like family. And I appreciate y'all who had my back last night. Y'all drugged the hell out that girl. You know what I'm saying? It was just her energy was not needed. And anybody bringing that type of toxicity will be found and blocked and banned. So thank you guys for having my back. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just glad I was able to create a safe space for all of us to have discord. Because like I said, they were Trump supporters and they're going back and forth, but they were keeping it respectful. You know, everybody has a right to their opinions and their political views. You know, but it's when you start trying to be disrespectful and talk out the side of your neck, I'm going to drag your ass. You know what I mean? I always give people the same energy they give me. You come at me with respect, that's all you will ever get from me. You know, but you come at me foul, you're going to get the hood tea. Okay? I don't like when she comes out. Right. Yeah, they drug that bitch back into 2016. You know she's watching. That's what they do. They just talk shit. They be here before the fans. Be the first ones to hit dislike. Be on the notification squad. So you know she watching. We see you, sis. How you doing? You mad? You still mad, boo? Suck on these. All right, let me stop. Let me stop, honey. Yes, for y'all who don't know, Alex Trebek, he passed away. The host of Jeopardy, he passed away from pancreatic cancer. It was announced today. So I am a huge fan of Alex Trebek. So rest in peace to him. But yeah, that was sad. That was sad news. You know, he made it as far as he could. He's been battling it since, I want to say, like 2018. So he definitely fought a good fight. Oh, y'all are a mess. All I see is a bunch of laughing emojis. Oh, yeah, you know, y'all know she in here watching, honey, salty and mad. You know, with the Arthur fist and shit screaming at the screen. Let's see here. Dami J says, hey, T, love your channel. Always speaking the truth. Trump will not concede. A lot of people will be changing their views. A lot of people been changing their views in support of Biden. Yes, they have. Y'all seen Chance the Rapper? They drug his ass. Okay? A lot of people been acting brand new. That's why I said I've never chosen any sides. I don't have a dog in this fight. You know what I'm saying? But Chance the Rapper, he tried to be slick. Because when he found out that Kanye was running, oh, he was Team Kanye. We get it. You from Chicago. You know what I'm saying? That's your homeboy. We get it. But he was telling folks, don't vote for Biden. Y'all need to vote for Kanye. If you vote for Biden, you're basically a coon. Oh, he was dragging people. So then all of a sudden, Biden wins. And all of a sudden, Chance the Rapper's like, all right. Oh, Team Biden 2020. Congratulations. They drug him up and down Twitter like, uh-uh. Is this you? Weren't you clowning people who were Team Biden? Oh, no. Keep that same energy. So you're right. You are 100% right. A lot of people are switching up. Van Jones. Mr. Ron called him Van Lathan from damn TMZ. Van Jones. That's another person. Let's talk about Van Jones with his good acting ass. My issue with Van Jones is this. Like I said, he's now turned into the weirdo of damn CNN. Okay. A lot of folks was coming at me. They're like, why haven't you posted Van Jones crying? This black man is showing his emotions. People are clowning him. You need to have his back. I said, absolutely not. Okay? I didn't post Van Jones because I felt no ways about his tattooed tears. First of all, let's get this out the way. Van Jones cries on CNN at least once a year. Okay? A year ago, he was crying about his Jewish adoptive mother. He's always crying. I done seen him cry more times than my youngest son. Youngest son is 15 and don't cry no more. Van Jones is always damn crying. So I'm like, what he crying about now? So I watched it. I felt no ways. Because Van Jones is too wishy-washy for me. He's one of them people, he just goes wherever the wind blows. Woo, I'm Team Trump. Woo, I'm Team Biden. Woo, I'm kicking it with Candace Owens. Woo, I'm kicking it with Kamala. He just goes wherever the wind blows, okay? My thing is, he's the same energy. If you want to support the Trumps and be cool with his kids and be cool with them, nothing wrong with that. But he plays too much of that fencing for me. And then now that Biden done won, he act like all of a sudden TT's supposed to forget all the pictures of you piling it up with the Trump administration. And I get it. He was there to ask them, you know, about policies supposedly for Black people. Okay, cool. But did you need to take pictures and go to every event and, you know, eat damn, you know, hors d'oeuvres and shit and drink wine? Give me policies and run out the damn door. Did you see Ice Cube kicking it with Trump? Absolutely not. So I don't know. I just feel like Van Jones be doing too much. So I'm not moved by tattoo tears. You know, that might sound mean, whatever. I just wasn't moved by it because he's always moved very suspect. He's just way too wishy-washy. So let me go ahead and play y'all the videos of good old Van Jones crying, honey. Y'all get y'all's violins ready.
Well, it's easier to be a parent this morning. It's easier to be a dad. It's easier to tell your kids character matters. It matters. Tell them the truth matters. Being a good person matters. And it's easier for a whole lot of people. If you're Muslim in this country, you don't have to worry if the president doesn't want you here. If you're an immigrant, you don't have to worry if the president's going to be happy to have babies snatched away or send dreamers back for no reason. This is vindication for a lot of people who have really suffered. You know, the I can't breathe. You know, that wasn't just George Floyd. That was a lot of people that felt that they couldn't breathe.
Van, shut your ass up. Let me go ahead and refresh y'all's memory with these pictures, okay? There goes Van, kicking it. Big old cornbread smile right next to Mr. Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump. Okay, having a good old funky time. Here goes Van with Candace Owens ass, okay? Big old cornbread smile, having a good old time. Here goes Van hanging out with Eric Trump, calling themselves nerds and everything else. When I say never Trump, I don't mean this Trump. Nerd prom, Washington, or I don't know, WHCD. Having a good old time. Here he goes. I don't know what he's trying to do. He's handing Trump a pen or holding an umbrella or some shit, honey. I don't know. But Van Jones has hung with this family a lot, okay? That's exactly the vibe I got from Van Jones when I watched that video. That meme is what I saw in my head when I watched him crying. Because I'm just like, you're playing both sides of the fence. And like I said, he has the right to hang with them. He has the right to kick it with them. But then you can't act brand new and be, oh, now my children know what freedom is. Like as if white supremacy has just been eradicated. As if there's no other issues that are going to come down the pipeline, no matter who the president is. You know, he was just being very extra to me, in my personal opinion, on CNN. You know, a lot of people were moved by his tattoo tears because, you know, it's a grown man crying. He's sad. But again, Van Jones cries all the time. Put a teacup. If you guys have seen Van Jones cry more than once on CNN, please put a teacup in the comment section. Because I know I'm not the only one who's seen him cry on multiple occasions on CNN. That's how much I watch damn CNN and all these news outlets. His ass is always crying. I said, oh, he crying again? What happened now? Van Jones, he's always crying now. And Jones, Quinn Jones, what the hell are you crying about? Okay, I see some teacups. All right, good. I'm glad I'm not the only one. We've seen this song and dance multiple times. What it is he wanted to go viral. He got his viral moment, okay? But I'm going to show you the difference between Van Jones and Don Lemon, okay? And I'm not no big Don Lemon fan, of course. And I've had to drag him periodically throughout the years. But Don Lemon has gotten better. Now, he talked about, you know, what he went through with being a reporter and how he was treated on the streets. And, you know, he didn't get... I felt like Don Lemon, when he spoke from his heart. I felt like Van Jones was looking for a moment, okay? I'm going to go ahead and play you guys what Don Lemon said when he was talking to Chris Cuomo. Give me just a second to bring up Don Lemon. Y'all will see the difference. I feel that there's a difference. Let me see here. I think this is part... Is that part two? This is part one.
America needed a release valve at that moment.
Oh, and they, sorry, that's part two. Here's part one.
So immediately, my thoughts went back to these protests that happened this summer. And when I saw and heard what was happening today, all I could think of was how could we not have expected that if Joe Biden became the president elect of the United States, that the streets would not erupt after what had happened in this country. And I'm just talking about the last 8 months. I'm not talking about all the stuff that we dealt with before, the fake news and people yelling at us on the street and people calling me nigger and fag and all kinds of things and your fake news and all of that. Never before that I've been in this business since 1991 have I ever had to deal with the crap that I've had to deal with over the last 4 years. It is disgusting. And so just over the last couple of months, we have had all of that. And over the past few nights, we have been saying, we're going to give you some information. We don't know who's going to win. So immediately,
Okay, let me play part two.
America needed a release valve at that moment. And they wanted to get it off their chests. It was like a third world country. People who have been oppressed. Finally, the relief came. That no longer did we have to live under this oppression. No longer did we have to live under people who pretending that up is not up and down is not down, that 1 + 1 = 2. And so I can't help but be emotional at this moment. I'm not quite sure what I'm going to say, so forgive me. I may not say all the right things tonight. I am very emotional, and guess what? I am speaking for everyone, but I gotta tell you, when I watched that black woman come out on stage tonight, and I saw all of those people of all ages and all different backgrounds, and the whole entire theme was everyone is welcome under this tent. We don't care who you are. We don't care if you voted for us or not. You're all part of this American experiment. I was so overwhelmed to hear that. I don't care what people think, if they think I'm biased or not, I don't care, because I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a conservative. I'm not a liberal. I am an American. And we all deserve to be able to live in this country and have respect. And what this administration and what this president doesn't do, they do not respect people or anyone who doesn't believe what they believe. And so I'm very emotional. So when you ask me how I'm feeling right now, I'm sorry. That's all I can tell you. This is how I feel right now. I am so happy to have this platform to be able to do this. I may not have it after this, but I really don't care. I am so happy to live in a country that has an administration that is going to go in regardless. I'm going to challenge them on their policies. I'm going to hold them.
All right, Don. Thank you, sir. All right, let me come back on the screen. He was doing a lot of talking. But, you know, for me, okay, and you don't have to be a Don Lemon fan. You can think he's a puppet and whatever else. You guys are free to think that. But I felt he was being way more sincere than Van Jones. You know, even though he was emotional, I just felt a bit more sincerity from Don Lemon than I did from Van Jones. Just my personal opinion, you know. And I know he's dealt with a lot of stuff, you know, people dragging him, cussing him out, you know, throughout the few years, you know, anytime he's had an opinion. And I've called out CNN. I told y'all 2 weeks ago, CNN was ghetto and hood as hell. I told y'all that. I don't know who's running CNN now, but CNN is hood. Cory Booker was on there one day cussing and talking about shitting on people. I said, Cory Booker, really? Are you on the streets of damn, you know, Jersey? Or are you on a news interview with a suit and tie on? Tighten up, sir, tighten up. Okay? CNN has become really hood lately. And like, let's not forget, as they were cutting away yesterday, they were playing the song by Nipsey Hussle and YG called F Donald Trump. This was being played on CNN. And then let's not forget the clapbacks they've been doing. Oh, they drugged. Who was that they drugged? Kirstie Alley. They drugged the hell out of her the other day. I said, there ain't nobody but Don Lemon running that Twitter page. Keep it real. Them sassy ass clapbacks. So CNN, like I said, I've caught them out on all their nonsense. So, you know, honey, they're just, the news is the news. Okay. So I just find that whole situation just very interesting. Yeah, their professionalism has definitely gone down. Okay. Even the other day, I don't know if y'all watched this. I was watching because my TV is literally always on the news. I'm always flipping between CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News. I watch them all. And people get mad that I watch Fox News. Why wouldn't I watch it? I want to get my news from everywhere. And then on top of that, I'll go on the internet and I watch like Russia Today, the sister girl from India, WINO News. I watch them. So I watch a lot of global news as well, right? So the other day, and I wish I would have recorded it. I wanted to, but I was in the middle of doing my damn nails. I was like, damn, nails is wet. I don't want to fuck with my shit. The dude said something, something, something in the ether. I turned around. I said, what? When did CNN start using words like ether? You can't tell me they don't be sipping slow over here. He said something about they're trying to speak something into the ether. I almost dropped my damn nail polish bottle. I said, yeah, CNN's trying to be too with the people. I love WINO News. I subscribe to them literally 10 times. YouTube always unsubscribes me from them. I don't know why. But I love that girl, the Indian lady on there. She's so pretty and shady. She be dragging the hell out of China. And I'm here for it. They keep their foot on China's neck. They call the damn president Winnie the Pooh, honey. Yep, I watch Al Jazeera too. Did anybody else see that? Was anybody else watching that when the dude said the ether? And it's like I had to turn my head like, hold up, what? On CNN? I couldn't do nothing but laugh. I was like, wow. I said, CNN is doing a lot. Yeah, I don't know if anybody else caught it. It was like a day or two ago, like around 3 or 4, because I was doing my nails. I was like, wow, okay, CNN. Somebody's watching us YouTubers. So, okay, so now let me go ahead. Now, who caught Dave Chappelle's SNL special yesterday? He was on SNL, and of course, he talked about the presidency and everything else. I thought Dave Chappelle did really good. I thought he did really good. Let's see here. Can somebody put it in the chat? Of course, they sip slow. You're a YouTube news legend. Thank you so much, Perfect Nails. I appreciate it. That's so sweet. Let's see here. Wendy Lucius, thank you so much. She sent $99.99. Thank you so much, sis. She says, hey, sis, this is Miss Lucius here. Glad to see you're doing well. How can I reach you to talk business? I tried to DM you on IG. I didn't get a response. Love you. Keep up the good work. Smooches. You have to email me after the show just because that's the easiest when I go and check my emails. Email lovelyt2002@yahoo.com. And put your username on there so that way I know it's you. Other people don't copy because I'll just ignore it. I'm not going to respond. I'm going to respond to her. But yeah, I'm not allowing anybody else in my DMs. My DMs has way too many people. I can't even keep with the people who are in my DMs. So I haven't even I don't even check when I get DMs barely anymore. So that's probably why I haven't seen it because I have so many people who are already in my DMs. I just don't want any more people in there because it's hard enough to keep up with people constantly sending you messages and stories and the constant dinging. So I just try and keep my DMs really limited right now. But email me after the show so that way I can get back to you. So thank you so much. I appreciate it. Let me see here. Looks like we got a few new members. Shout out to all the new members. Make sure you guys get with the Discord link so you guys can join the Discord. JB sent $4.99. Thank you so much, JB. I appreciate it. Jam Jam says they're in here from the Netherlands. That's what's up. That's what's up. We have a lot of people in here. So I've been on for an hour. We got over 10,000 people watching. Shout out to all of y'all. Make sure y'all hit that like button, please. So it's been a lot of craziness. We talked about Dave Chappelle. I thought his show was really good. I thought he did a good job on SNL. He spoke a lot of truth. Lord. Let me show y'all. There's a lot of memes, a lot of jokes. So Donald Trump is very upset. He's taking to Twitter to show his displeasement. And then a lot of people from his cabinet are very upset, too. And they're feeling like this is voter fraud. So let me show y'all just some of this stuff I've been posting on my gram. So this was what was posted. Let me see. Last night. Where'd that go? Okay. So his kids were on social media, of course. They were going off. Eric Trump was retweeting people. Ari Fleischer says, resist, overturn, boycott, surveil, leak, impeach. And now they tell us it's time to heal. Where were they the last 4 years? So Eric Trump agreed with that. Then Ivanka says, every legally cast vote should be counted. Every illegally cast vote should not. This should not be controversial. This is not a partisan statement. Free and fair elections are the foundation of our democracy. Then Donald Trump Jr., who, honey, he won't shut up at all, honey. He's been dragging everybody for the past 2 days. He says 70 million pissed off Republicans and not one city burnt to the ground. When I heard that, I was like, I don't know if we should be clapping or nervous. Like, what the hell is that supposed to mean, sir? So he's a trip. Jake Tapper was reporting that basically, because Donald Trump set up a 1-800 number where you could call about fraud. And so they're saying that the hotline has turned into a nightmare. They're being bombarded with prank calls from people laughing or mocking them over Biden's win before hanging up. So like I said, this election has been very, very messy and childish, honey. So now, this is what they're saying about Michigan. They're saying this needs to be investigated ASAP. Milwaukee elections had misplaced crucial voting flash drive with absentee data that propelled Biden to take the lead during the early morning hours on election night. Hashtag stop the steal. So that was going around. So this is what I was telling you about earlier. Basically, they're starting, they're going to do a march from Friday through Sunday of next week at Washington, D.C., called the Million MAGA March to the White House. Show the president at real Donald Trump. You stand with him as he stands up for America. Tell everyone you know, friends, family, everyone be there. So that's next weekend. Then they're going to have another one called Battle for America, March on D.C. And that's at noon. And then they're going to have a thank you rally. that Sunday, I'm assuming. Thank you, President Trump rally. Let's show our love and support to the greatest president in 100 years and let him know we will not give up the ship. Okay. So again,
so we got one lawsuit on that front. In just the last hour in Nevada, an election worker whose job was to process mail-in ballots says he witnessed irregularities in counting those ballots and was told by a supervisor whom he names to put through ballots he believed needed signature verification without that verification first being done. It says he was also told to ignore discrepancies with addresses. That worker has sworn out an affidavit, which has been sent to the Department of Justice here in Washington. A Trump campaign attorney says of that quote, the affidavit makes clear that we're not dealing with oversights or sloppiness. This was intentional criminal conduct. Correct their ballot.
So as you guys can see, I've been more than fair. Even showed them singing. All right, y'all. So like I said, I've been more than fair. I didn't see the shade room or nobody else posting that. I posted that. Because like I said, I'm going to show both sides. Okay? They feel like they've been cheated. I'm going to show both sides. So This is what our, you know, what Donald Trump said today. So let me go ahead and show y'all this. And they were singing their heart out. Let's see here. I'm gonna move this over. Give me just a second. Okay, so Donald Trump says, "We believe these people are thieves. The big city machines are corrupt. This was a stolen election. Best pollster in Britain wrote this morning that this clearly was a stolen election, and it's impossible to imagine that Biden outran Obama in some of these states." See, now they want to bring up Obama's name and put it in a positive light. Any other time, y'all are cussing out Obama. Then he says, "Where it mattered, they stole what they had to steal." So he went on multiple rants. That's the second one. And so people were responding to his rants. And so Kyle Griffin was saying Trump's loss means the presumption of immunity that attends the presidency will vanish. Given that more than a dozen probes and civil lawsuits involving Trump are underway, he could be looking at an endgame even more perilous than the one Nixon confronted. Okay.
Hey, guys, I just want to say that, you know, like, now that Trump's leaving office, I think it's important to remember that he was the president, so we should show some respect. Pussyclot. Fuck them, Ross. Donald Noah Rob would be boss man Biden. Fuck them, Ross. Pussyclot, boy. Go suck on a mother. Hey, guys.
He is such a mess.
Best part of waking up is getting rid of Trump. The best.
Oh, I can't play that music. Sorry. Let me see. Yeah, these are all music ones. There was another one that was kind of funny. This was funny. Okay, that taps was funny as hell. Like I said, it's been like a back and forth all day in social media. So now let me show y'all, honey, I call him the great value Arnaz, honey. He be going off every other day. This is Herschel Walker's son. I think his name is Christian or some shit. But he's a mess, okay? This is the great value Arnaz from One on None, okay?
The media doesn't decide the election. Newsflash, liberals, MSNBC doesn't get to decide who's president. CNN doesn't decide who's president. The proper election process decides who's president. And baby girl, all the legal votes are going to be counted. We have recounts going on in certain states right now, like in Georgia. We're taking certain states to court. You thought this was over? You think Joe Biden is the president now? First of all, even if he was properly elected, he wouldn't be the president until January. He's not the president. It's still Donald J. Trump. And furthermore, this ain't over with yet. You think you can be fraudulent, cheat your way into the White House? All of this is going to come to light. Everything done in the dark will come to light. Those ballots you would drop off at 3 a.m. from the ballot ferry in certain states where Donald Trump was leading. Oh, it's going to come to light. All the ballots that have been dumped in dumpsters from the military. Oh, it's going to come to light. Every shady. The media thing you've been doing, it's all going to come to light. Trumpians, don't give up. Why do you think liberals are running around acting deranged right now? Because they're trying to convince themselves that they've won. They want to convince their base that they're the rightful winners. Don't you worry. We will have our day in court. It ain't over yet, and we'll see them at the White House. Trump 2020, MAGA, Trump, Trump. Anything you've been doing?
This dude. Here lies this nigga's hopes and dreams. Oh shit, you gotta love my Instagram. Whatever, I show both sides, okay? That damn Arnaz, that great value Arnaz from One on None, I'm gonna need him to calm down. He goes off every other day. He be cracking me up though. He does. He has a funny personality. I ain't even mad at him. He's Team Trump all day. He be going off on social media. I'm like, what is the great value Arnaz ranting about today? Went to check and sure enough, he had a lot to say. So like I said, it's just been this crazy back and forth with videos and memes, and y'all seen Chet Hanks. He was out there trying to speak his little patois and everything else, going in and, you know, clowning. So that's what I've been posting. I've been showing both sides. We've been having fun. But some people, they don't know how to have fun and just take a damn joke, okay? So the whole situation is crazy. But like I said, I don't know what's going to happen. Rudy Giuliani did speak today, and I'm going to show y'all his video and a few of the other Trump supporters that were very, very upset about the election. The election turnout. So let me go ahead and show you guys what they had to say. And I'm going to show you guys what Rudy Giuliani also had to say. So y'all go ahead and check this out.
Vehicles. Some of them have already hit the freeways. And many people, yes, indeed, have heard the news, the projection of Joe Biden as the next president. And they frankly just don't believe it. They believe that there has been widespread fraud. They pair it with the president and the campaign. Someone saying stop the seal. Why do you say that? Why do you say stop the seal?
In the middle of the night, a guy that stays in his basement that has nobody show up, has absolutely no energy when you have 60,000 people at 90 some miles of Trump train, that this guy won. The ballots show up in the middle of the night when everybody's gone to sleep. And magically, magically, they're enough to push him ahead of Trump. Trump was ahead 700,000 votes in Pennsylvania in the middle of the night. Biden, and here's the interesting thing. The thing that's really telling is those ballots, they're only filled in for Biden. They're not filled all the way in, and they're all the same, exactly the same.
I hear your point. Absolutely. So this is the kinds of concerns that we have heard in the days after the election, Adrian, in terms of people convinced that there has been an election fraud here. That, I mean, the mantra is that the election has been stolen. So not only do they not believe Joe Biden will be the next president of the United States, they believe that this election essentially is being completely unfairly run, and that it is stacked against Donald Trump. Over the course of the last, you know.
So let me go ahead and play you guys what Giuliani had to say.
Will be brought starting on Monday. But the first time it was discovered was here in Pennsylvania, just a couple of days ago. The people you see behind me are just a few of about, I'd say, 50 to 60 poll watchers who will all testify that they were uniformly, we'll wait. That they were uniformly deprived of their right to inspect any single part of the mail-in ballots. As you know, from the very beginning, the mail-in ballots were a source of some degree of skepticism, if not a lot of skepticism, as being innately prone to fraud. The New York Times had written that 10 years ago under other circumstances, but of course changed their mind once it was a situation involving President Trump. Congresswoman Jordan, in her vast and compendious review of various forms of voter fraud, cited mail-in ballots as the most prone to fraud. With all that, you would have expected there'd be a high degree of security and a high degree of inspection that would be provided for mail-in ballots. Instead, in the wisdom of the Democrat officials here in the city that's been Democrat for 60 years, and has a very long history of voter fraud, documented history of voter fraud, instead of going to a high degree of care to allow inspections of the mail-in ballots, there was no inspection of a single mail-in ballot. Those mail-in ballots could have been for anybody.
All right, you guys. So you guys just heard ex-Mayor Rudy Giuliani had to say. So like I said, it's been a lot. You know, it's been a lot. Let me go ahead and read this super chat real quick, okay? So Eli Garcia sent $50, and Eli seems to be upset. Eli says, you say that you've been fair, but posted one post on the voter fraud when you know damn well all the videos that are online. You're welcome for the money and thanks for the block. First of all, you're not blocked. Okay, you didn't say anything disrespectful, so you're not blocked. Thank you for the 50 bucks. I appreciate you. But I just played a whole video of Rudy Giuliani talking about it. I also played what that other Trump supporter had to say about the situation. So once again, Eli, please regale me with what you want me to do. What do you want me to do? I'm literally a YouTuber. I literally do celebrity news. I don't even talk politics. Politics is not my thing. It's not my lane. You know what I'm saying? But I'm talking about this because this is, you know, global news. But again, what can I do as a YouTuber to make you feel better? So should I just turn my entire Instagram page into, you know, Trump's alleged voter fraud? Okay. This is all stuff that's being alleged. There's no solid proof as of yet. Once the solid proof comes and they're able to prove this, that will be posted as well. So, you know, again, it's just comical that you guys are so upset. And those are like the comments I've been getting all day from a majority of Trump supporters. Like, y'all are so mad. But again, I don't have a political Instagram page. My page is not CNN. My page, you know what I mean? It's a goofy ass Instagram page where I post random pictures of me, myself, you know what I'm saying? And celebrities, celebrity news. So I don't know what you guys want from me. What do you want from me, Eli? But I'm not blocking you, though. You're good. I'm not going to block you. Thank you, though. Let's see here. Real Melancholy says, love you, T. Everyone hit the like button because it's free. Stop sipping and not appreciate. You better let them know, baby. I like that. Stop sipping and not appreciating. T, do you think Melania is going to divorce Trump once they leave the White House? A lot of people have been talking about their relationship for a while. A lot of people feel like their relationship is not really that genuine, that they seem very distant. Even if you guys watch the first debate with Jill Biden and Joe, the way they interacted with each other and, you know, hugged each other and kissed, it seemed very, very warm. And then, of course, we have Michelle and Barack, which, you know, they just seemed like they were like real cool, you know, had a good vibe. I like their relationship. I've never gotten that from Donald Trump and Melania. Just keeping it real. Pretty lady. She'd be wearing some badass dresses. But she just comes off like a, what is those called? Like those mail order brides. That's like the vibe I get from their relationship. Like she was just a mail order bride. She was cute, sexy. She looked good on his arm and she gave birth to their child. So I don't know, you know, she may divorce him. She may not, you know, but obviously she's definitely been accustomed to a certain lifestyle and they seem to just kind of do their own thing. So maybe for her, it's not even worth it to go through a divorce because he doesn't seem to be up under anyways. So I don't know. It's going to be very interesting to see how that one plays out. So thank you so much for the super chat. Let's see here. Sweet Venom 16 says, Eli wants his safe space. Laugh my fucking ass off. Anyways, love you, T. Keep doing your thing. Thank you so much, sis. I appreciate it. I definitely will. Like I said, bless Eli's heart. I don't know what Eli wants me to do, honey. Like, I'm sorry, but I don't know what all you want me to post every 5 minutes. How about this, Eli? How about you create your own Instagram page and you post after post of, you know, all the voter fraud that you can find online. Okay. And then send me an invite so that way I can sip tea on your page. You know what I mean? Like, y'all got to be able to do your own thing as well. Don't just depend on, you know, random YouTubers to post your truth, post your own truth. You know what I'm saying? That's it. That's all. The Dion Durr Network sent $10. They said, when the media announced Trump was the winner in 2016, Trump supporters said lose with some dignity. But now that it's the other way around, it's fraud and the media is lying. Just saying. I also love you, T. Love you, too. Thank you so much. That's true. That's true. Like I said, you know, back in 2016, when Hillary won, y'all didn't see me cry not one. I mean, when she lost, keep saying when Hillary won. Sorry. When Hillary lost and Donald Trump won, you didn't see me cry not one tattoo tear. You didn't see me say, recount the votes. This is fraud. I sat and I sipped my tea and said, okay, he's the president. Congrats. Moving on. Okay. But yeah, it's very interesting how when the shoe's on the other foot, they're saying that there's all this rampant fraud. Like I said, I'm going to sit back and sip my tea. Bring the evidence. Rudy Giuliani and whoever else is saying that they have, you know, the proof of the rampant fraud. Bring the case up. Bring the proof. Go to court. You know what I'm saying? And go from there. There's nothing I can do. Like, it's not like, even if I had proof that there was rampant fraud, do you think they're about to be like, oh, this random black lady on YouTube has proof. Oh, we now announce Donald Trump the president. That's how some of y'all are acting. Like, okay, like there's nothing that I can do to change the decision. Y'all got to go through the proper channels. But instead of trolling me and sending me all this money, y'all need to go troll, you know what I'm saying, the White House on Twitter. You go troll them and let them know. Troll the people who can actually make decisions. I don't have anything to do with this, okay? I'm just providing a safe space for all of us to come and talk and, you know, have genuine dialogue. That's all it is. That's all it is. So, but I appreciate y'all. I appreciate the different opinions and stuff like that. You know, Eli, you know, no love, no loss. You know, I still appreciate you for coming through and stating your opinion. Let's see here. Maria Favela says, as someone who voted for Trump, all I want to make sure whoever won fairly and legally. Loves and hugs to you, T, and all the T Sipper family. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I agree with you. I don't think there's anything wrong with how you feel. You know what I'm saying? You just want to make sure that if Biden won, it was fair and legal. And that's okay. I don't see anything wrong with that. So like I said, if there's any type of proof, if they're able to bring stuff forth, then let them get their day in court. That's how the process works. So thank you so much for that, sis. Tenaceable. I don't know if I said that right, but she sent five. She says, love you, T. I love the Discord family. We can be ourselves and respect each other's differences. Stay blessed and highly favored. Thank you so much, sis. And I'm so happy that you're loving the Discord and you're loving the vibe on there. So thank you for joining. I really appreciate it. Let's see here. Jay McCullough says, I voted for Biden and my boyfriend, who's Latino, voted for Trump. There's a lot of that. One of my basketball moms, me and her had a really good conversation. This was Wednesday. We were going to go pick up the boys. And she was just like, you know, this is nerve-wracking. We don't know who won. And she told me flat out, she was like, you know, I voted for Biden, but, you know, my husband, he voted for Trump. And I said, well, how's that working in your household? She was like, you know, we're not conflicted or beefing or anything, but, you know, I just feel like I agree with more with Biden's policies. He agrees more with Trump, you know, and that's how it should be. There's a lot of relationships where, you know, the husband agrees this way or the wife agrees that way. And that's okay. Okay. This is nothing new. This also happened when we were growing up, you know, where maybe, you know, the wife agreed with George Bush as opposed to Michael Dukakis. I brought it all the way back. Shout out to all the 80s babies. And you know why I remember his name? I remember we were in third grade. I think was it either second or third grade when that election happened. And you know how they like let kids vote, right? So they're like, oh, you know, pick whoever you want to win. And so I remember that name. That's why it's still in my head, Dukakis. I said, what's a, and you know, my little third grade mind. I'm like, what is a Dukakis? I don't know what a Dukakis is. But I was like, I know what a Bush is. I'm voting for Bush. I sure did vote for Bush in the third grade in my little school election. Because I didn't know what a Dukakis was. I was like, what's a Dukakis? The teacher was like, just vote for one. I was like, well, I know what Bush is. Vote for you. And that was the first Bush, the daddy. So again, I remember, you know, even back then, people talking about how their mom wanted to vote for, you know, Michael Dukakis and their dad wanted to vote for Bush and stuff like that. I saw the things that just, you know, hit you in the head and, you know, like the memories that you remember just randomly. It's like the funniest thing. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember Ross Perot. Somebody said, I remember when Ross Perot was trying to run. Oh, y'all bringing it back to the old school candidates, honey. Somebody brought up Ross Perot. Yes. A lot of y'all only know, like, you know, John McCain, Obama. I brought it back to Dukakis and Bush, the first Bush. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for the super chat, love. Let's see here. Ali says, war is not good for the market and affects their bottom line. I honestly think they're making bank without war by keeping us distracted and by fighting online. Thank you so much for that super chat, Ali. And I agree with you. You know, war is very, very expensive, you know, but I think, to be honest with you, I think if they do, if there ends up being a World War III, I think we live in a world now where there's so much technology, that is where the war will be fought. That will be the front lines. I don't see it necessarily being a physical war like wars of the past, like World War I, II, and the Vietnam War. I feel like this is going to be a technological war, right? Because you have other countries like Russia and China who have the technology to possibly hack into our systems. And think about how much stuff that we depend on with technology, right? The grid, that's hackable. You know, God forbid it ever gets hacked, nobody will have lights and, you know, things like that. And so much things that we depend on are ran by technology. Imagine if our water systems get hacked and poisoned. Okay, that's where my mind goes. You know, I'm a conspiracy theorist. That's where my mind goes. Okay. So it's just, I feel like it's going to be more of a technical war, because think about it. If it's a cyber war, that can shut down an entire country in seconds. Imagine if another country decides to hack into our infrastructure and shut down the way that we're able to, you know, get our food, process our food, our water, our internet, you know, destroy communications. A lot of us wouldn't know what to damn do. A lot of us don't know how to grow food. We're used to going to grocery stores. Like I told y'all back, you know, a few months ago. It'd be nice if I had a damn cow in the back called Bessie and I could go out there and go, you know, milk her tits. I don't know how to milk a cow. You know, I grew some stuff this summer, but it wasn't a whole lot. Wasn't enough to feed 1,000. So, you know, we'd be really dependent. We become really dependent on this system. So if anything ever gets hacked or tampered with, a lot of us would starve to death, myself included. When I say a lot of us, I always include myself in that, you know? So it's very scary when you think about it. So I really believe it's not even so much about bullets and guns. I believe it's going to be a technological war. Sorry, tongue tied. I believe that that's what can happen. And if that happens, it's going to be over because we become so reliant on technology. So that's the scary part. So thank you so much for the super chat. I didn't mean to go on a whole conspiracy rant, you guys. That's just how my mind works. That's just how my mind works. All I see is cows in the chat. I swear, I wish I had a cow back there, honey. Let's see here. Money Cash Lexus sent $10. Says, I never minded Trump as president, but unless there's evidence of fraud, I don't want to hear nothing about this from his team. It always seems like it's one side. It always seems like when one side wins, it's because it's fraud. Yes, I definitely agree with you. Same thing happened in 2016. You know, people were screaming, it's a fraud and he's not my president. They were in the streets marching and ranting and raving, you know, so we're going to have to wait to see what happens. But thank you so much. Eric Choss says, hey, T, happy Sunday. Happy Sunday to you. Thank you so much for coming through. I appreciate it. So I've been out here for an hour and 12 minutes. This time be flying. I feel like I've only been out here for 20 minutes. I've been having so much damn fun with y'all. I feel a lot better. You know, I think it was good that we finally, you know, got the results, regardless if you guys agree with them or not. At least there was, you know, we've gotten some type of information. And I think it's just good to like just come and just spend time with other people and just dialogue in politics. So I thank you guys for coming through today. I appreciate it. I'm Jocelyn Brown. Says not one absentee ballot was watched, said the lying said the lying lawyer. January can't come soon enough. I don't care for Biden, but Trump is done. Keep being bipartisan, T. You're dope. Thank you so much, sis. I appreciate it. Thank you for the super chat. Marlon Harrison sent 10, says, hey, T, a lot of Black people want Biden/Harris to focus on the Black community and give them jobs and new schools. But my thing is, where's all this energy for their local politicians? You're speaking some truth. You're speaking a lot of truth. And that's the sad part when it comes to like all of this stuff. The people who make the most change in our communities are our local politicians. You know, the mayors and things like that. The governors, you know. And a lot of people don't really focus on those elections as much because there's more drama. There's more, you know, the whole this 2020, this whole presidential thing, it's just been a reality TV shit show that we've all been glued to and been watching, you know, for like the past year, literally. So I think because people are so focused on that, they forget that the people who really can make a difference in your community and they can help usher in change are your local politicians. So thank you so much for bringing that up. I appreciate it. Oh my gosh. Let's see here. Let me read some of the comments in the comments section. Shop on a Dime says the media does not elect the president. The Electoral College does on December 14th, period. There is a lot of fraud proven, dead people voting, etc. And no Democrats have helped a black. No Democrats have helped the black community as of yet. Thank you so much for that comment. I appreciate it. See, like I said, lots of good dialogue. Everybody's free to, you know, state their opinion as long as it's respectful. So I appreciate that. Let's see here. Queen Pitt says, right, get Trump out. I don't like Biden, but give someone else a chance to F up. Oh, Lord. Y'all are a mess. Let's see. Dolores Diggs says, a few hospitals were hacked a couple weeks ago, and the patients had to get transferred to a different hospital. You're telling the truth, T. Oh, wow. That is scary. That is very scary. Thank you so much for letting us know about that. You know, I've always felt like it's something that can happen. You know, anything technical can get hacked. You know, somebody's smart enough to, they can hack those systems. They can hack, you know, different things. So that's really scary because if somebody's able to hack into the hospital systems, and again, everything is being powered by technology, I mean, they can make it where you're not able to get medication to people or use certain, you know, machines that you need to be able to use to help save lives, you know, so that's really scary. So thank you so much for that, T. I appreciate it. Adia Kadane says, thanks for bringing light to what's happening in Africa. Also, Ethiopia is having issues and I fear for my family there. Pray for us. Discord and Zoom have been really fun and enjoyable when I'm able to attend. Thank you. You are so welcome. I didn't realize you were Ethiopian. Thank you so much. I had another girl. She's Ethiopian. She had DM'd me. She lives in Dubai, though. And she was saying there's a lot of stuff going on in Ethiopia, and they're on the brink of a war. Could you explain more? You don't have to send another super chat. You could just write it in the comments. Could you explain more or even send me a message as to what exactly is going on there? Because I remember, like, I don't know, like a year or maybe 2 years ago when Avisho went to Ethiopia, he was saying like it was really beautiful. They've really grown. They're prospering. They're doing really well. And then when I did my last one, I don't know, a few streams ago when I was talking about how Ethiopia has gotten so much better and, you know, they've really turned things around. And people were in the comments when I, cause I always go back and I read my comments. I read my super chats after every stream. And there were some Ethiopians and they were saying, no, it's getting worse. It's getting worse. We're on the brink of a war. And I really didn't know what was going on. So, I mean, at this point, we just got to keep the whole world in prayer. We really do. It's just sad. Ethiopians are called Habesha. I know. I have a lot of Habesha friends and Eritrean friends. Like my bestest friends in high school were all Eritrean. Oh yeah, and then y'all was arguing about my homegirl I was with the other night when we were in Minneapolis. Y'all was trying to decide, was she Ethiopian, was she Eritrean? She is Somali. So there's a lot of East Africans in the Twin Cities. But yeah, she's Somali. So is it a civil war? I'm trying to see. They literally found dead people voting for Biden. Oh, Lord. The Ethiopian federal government is clashing with the regional government in the north in the Tigray region. Okay. So it looks like a lot of very political stuff in that country. It's a lot of just unrest everywhere. A lot of unrest. Well, you guys, you know, definitely keep y'all in prayer. You know, even in Nigeria, it's still a lot of unrest there. A lot of things still going on. This world, this whole 2020 has just been just really, it's been really heartbreaking, all the stuff that's going on. I was reading about Nigeria's debt to China. Yep. Everybody's in debt to China. Nigeria, the Caribbean, Ethiopia, like China, when they got their money, they were smart. They started loaning it out because they knew these countries would not be able to pay them back. So this is the Chinese hustle. This is a new form of colonialism. You know what I'm saying? Because Nigeria is in so much debt to China, and a bunch of other countries around the world globally are in so much debt to China, that China can just come in and say, well, hey, since you guys can't pay us back, now we're taking over. You guys owe us. They're going to be colonizing a lot of countries. And you have to also think to yourself, why did they run to Africa? I mean, you have certain places in Nigeria where they call it Little China. There's so many Chinese people there. You know, they're all running there because of the resources in Africa. They're there to tap the resources. Got to, you know, keep, you got to have, you know, you might as well call them slaves, because a lot of these people are getting paid not even slave wages, a dollar a day for 20 hours worth of work digging in the mines. And that's like in the Congo, to try and get coltan and different minerals and things like that. Because if Africa goes, the whole world goes. So much stuff is being stolen from Africa to make sure that Europe and the Americas are you know, superpowers, and that they are okay. Who remembers, put a teacup in the comment section. If you guys remember that video I had played, I can see if I can find it. I had showed it on Instagram a few weeks ago. It was this white guy. I want to say maybe he was in the Netherlands or something like that. Or Belgium, I think he was in Belgium, and he was talking about how they have to keep Africa suppressed, because if Africa rises, if there are uprisings in Africa and they end up revolting and kicking everybody out of Africa, Europe will just be decimated. I don't know if you guys remember that video. It was very eerie to watch what he was saying. Very, very eerie. I'm gonna see if I can find it. It was from like a few weeks ago. But if you remember, yeah, okay, good. I see a lot of teacups, so I'm glad a lot of you guys remember that video. Let me see if I can find it. This is why I love my stream. We just go from one topic to a whole nother. Oh, here it is. Oh, this is it. Oh, I had 40,000 views. Okay, I guess I was really feeling it. Let me go. I'm going to show this to y'all. This is how deep this is. When I tell you, if we do go into a civil war, it's going to be a global thing. And I can see it happening. And it's going to be behind Africa and technology. But y'all go ahead and watch this really quick.
We will not allow sub-Saharan Africa to escape that. Okay, we do everything to keep sub-Saharan Africa where it is, also impoverished. It's absolutely vital for the prosperity of everyone else. So let's get clear about that. Okay, and this means all the economic structures, all the global institutions, and the economics we teach everyone is all designed to keep Africa exactly where it is. And whether it is Europe or US or now China, it's always the same. We need Africa to be impoverished because we need those raw materials and we need them dirt cheap. Okay, so that's the message. It doesn't mean to say that there's nothing Africans can do. Of course there is. Okay, but this is the opposition that they're fighting. This is what it's about. Because if Africa does do something different, I assure you, living standards of all those in Europe, North America, and Asia is going to fall. Okay? And that is a big price to pay. I assure you that the West is not going to allow that without a big fight. Okay? So this is what it's fundamentally about. What I want to show you is how these structures are operating. It's just 20 minutes, so we can't do very much, but just to give you a little bit of an idea. And why I keep the ideology part there is because we are part of the producers of ideology at universities and academic.
Okay, it's a 6-minute video. I'm not going to play the whole video, but I want you guys to get the gist of what he's saying. And he's not lying. He's saying the truth. They are there to conquer and take over because they know if the people in Africa ever revolt and say, you guys can't come anymore and just take our minerals and our resources and then, you know, siphon them back to Europe and to the Americas, their whole economy will collapse without everything that they're siphoning from these nations and paying them pennies on the dollar. They know damn well they couldn't come to America and start digging for these different minerals and pay Americans 50 cents a day to work for 15 hours. But they feel like they can do it to the Africans there in Africa. So yeah, it goes deep, you guys. It goes really deep. And I've been on here for an hour, almost an hour and a half. So I'm going to leave in 5 minutes. Let me read these last few super chats. We had a lot. Let me just try and read as much as I can read. And thank you guys so much. And if I don't get to your super chat, I'm sorry. S. Reed sent 10 says, I just hope the underprivileged or silenced get more attention in this country. Definitely agree. Thank you so much. Fran Ralph says, what's fair is fair. You're doing great with informing us what's going on. Thank you. P.S. You're pure jokes. I can't stop laughing. Laugh my ass off. Thank you so much, sis. And thanks for coming through. Appreciate you. Laura J says, Candace Owens is suing Mark Zuckerberg for using fact checkers on Facebook. They are definitely trying to silence us. And you know what? I may not be a fan of Candace Owens, but I agree 100%. Just like in my last stream when I talked about, I agree with Donald Trump 100% about, you know, them silencing, you know, even on Instagram, the hashtags being removed, being silenced, posts disappearing. It's really crazy. I mean, the fact that they won't even give me a blue check mark and I have over 200,000 followers on Instagram tells you a lot. And my manager has been fighting for literally this whole year for them to verify me. Like, obviously, people know who she is. She has a following. She's getting shouted out. You know, she has this article out, this and that. And they still haven't done it. So, yeah, they definitely go out their way to silence people, you know, because a lot of times these social media and these tech companies, you know, they're in bed with certain people. So I'm not mad at her. If she's going to sue, good luck to her. You know, I'm assuming she's going to be taking donations because she ain't got Mark Zuckerberg money. But I'm not mad at her because the fact checking stuff is getting on my nerves. Because my thing is, when we ask who are the fact checkers, you never get a response. We don't know who these fact checkers are. And I understand, don't get me wrong, I understand that there's fake news, right? But think about it. What were we doing 2-3 years ago? There's always been fake news. There was a whole YouTube channel. They were probably still around, The Onion. There's always been fake news out there. The problem is society has been dumbed down and people have gotten lazy. That's the real problem. And you're dumbing people down more by doing the fact checker thing instead of holding people accountable. Go do your own research. Stop waiting for people to regurgitate talking points to you. If you're curious on how something works or how something ticks, research it yourself. That's the problem. Everybody wants to be spoon-spread information. So now we have fact checkers as opposed to grown adults actually doing their own research. You know, so it's sad. There's always been fake news. You know what I'm saying? This is nothing new. Everybody's like, oh, they're doing it because to stop the Trump people from spreading fake news. There's always been fake news. This is nothing new. That's why it's your job to do your own research. I tell you guys all the time, don't take my word for anything. I grew up in the era of reading Dan Rainbow. And what did LeVar Burton tell us? Don't take my word for it, bitch. We didn't say that. We was like, don't take my word for it. Go ahead and check out the book yourself. So that's always been my mentality from the time I was a child. Don't tell me how good something is. I'll listen to you, but I'm going to still check it out for myself. So we need to have that mentality again. Thank you for the super chat. Appreciate you. Pitches and Flowers says, for some reason, YouTube keeps blocking my super chats. Not sure what that's about. Been watching you for 5+ years. Keep doing you, Auntie. Glad I could catch this live. Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much. I'm glad you were able to come and join me. I don't know. I hear that from people all the time that they try and send super chats and YouTube won't allow them. Maybe, you know, because people really rock with me and people go hard. And I'm grateful. I'm very grateful for everybody who sends a super chat, people who just come into the comments. I'm very, very grateful. And I think maybe they feel like she's getting too many super chats. We're going to cut it off. Because I see comments like that all the time. So thank you so much. I'm glad it came through, and I'm glad I got to receive your message. So I appreciate it. Let's see here. Thriller 25 says, I voted for Bush in the kids' election. Okay, so y'all had a kid election too. Okay, cool. It wasn't just my school. So she says, I voted Bush in the kids' election because he had a pet dog. And Al Gore had a bird. I love you. Been a tea sipper since I was 14. That is so funny. You see how innocent children are? You know, we were just so innocent back then. Oh, I want to vote for Bush because there's Bushes outside. She voted for Bush because Bush had a dog. See, kids are so pure and innocent. And then, you know what I mean? Then we grow up and we just become bitter, angry, crazy adults. We're all jaded and shit. Take me back to my childhood when things were just a lot more simple. I swear, sometimes I hate being an adult. I'm like, damn, I miss my childhood. Thank you so much for the super chat, sis. Let's see here. Jocelyn Brown 10 says, not one absentee ballot was watched. Oh, I read that one earlier. Thank you so much, Jocelyn. Let's see here. We got some new chats coming through. Okay, read that one. Okay. Adia came back. She sent five. She says, if interested, Google the Bench Shaco Gurafada massacre. Let me go ahead and copy and paste, honey, because I don't want to lose that. That sounds very interesting. Thank you. I will Google that. I just pasted it. Asmara is getting slaughtered, and a lot of awful images and videos are out there on Twitter, too. Wow. It's like everything is happening everywhere. We have the SARS situation going on in Nigeria. You guys are dealing with the Bench Shaco massacre. Sad. Thank you so much for the information, sis. I appreciate you. Let's see here. First, second, sent 15 says fair is fair. It is what it is. But where are all these people who screamed abolish the Electoral College since Trump won? The EC literally selects every president apart from the assassination or resign. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. And that's true. Everything, you know, is changing depending on what side of the pendulum that you're on. Tiffany Matthews says, hey, T, continue with the truth. I definitely will. Thank you so much for coming through. Let's see here. Jocelyn Antwi sent 10. She says, in 1807, when Britain abolished slavery, they still sold slaves to the Americas. In the South was colonized, and other European nations did this too. Africa is the backbone of the world. Amen. It is. Like I said earlier, if Africa goes, the rest of the world goes. People can try and talk mess about Africa and say, oh, people there, you know, go off of the stereotypes that they love to push in the media about Africa being poor and people living in mud huts and all that bullshit. It's not like that, you know, but it's like, there's so many riches, there's so many good things in Africa. That is why all of these nations are there and they're racing there and they're siphoning things. And they're behind a lot of these wars. That's what a lot of people don't realize. It can't be like in the olden days, right? So like back in like the 1800s, you could have British people, German people, the French, the Belgium, you could have them on the ground in Africa. You know, like evil King Leopold and what he did to the people of the Congo, cutting off their hands and making them mine diamonds and all that wickedness, right? You could have them there. And nobody really batted an eyelash because a lot of that stuff didn't get out to the rest of the world like that because there was no social media, right? So it was a lot easier back then to colonize. But what they're doing now, because of technology, because whatever happens can be blasted to the World Wide Web, so now what they're doing is that they're playing puppet master. So now they're paying money to these rebel soldiers. These rebel soldiers that they're, you know, they're paying one group of rebels versus another, but the same puppet master is holding the strings. And they're the ones paying them to go in and enslave people and have them mining, you know, all these minerals and the oil and everything else. So it goes deep. It goes very deep. even though they technically are not in Africa physically doing it, a lot of these nations are still doing just really corrupt, evil stuff in Africa. But now they're doing it under the guise of backing, you know, these different groups like Boko Haram and, you know, all these other groups. You know, I don't want to go too deep, honey, but yeah, yeah, it's sad. Jessica in the comment section says, plus diamonds are just shiny rocks. Yeah, a lot of stuff is just, like I said before in a prior stream, it's the value that we put into things. You know, diamond is technically a shiny rock. Hell, this shirt came from, I think, Forever 21. It's $5, right? But if it had Gucci on there, then it just brings it up a notch. But it doesn't mean that the material is the same material. It just has a name. It just has a certain label now. So now we put more value in it. So now the comments go from, oh, that's a cute, you know, peach shirt, to, girl, where you get that Gucci shirt? Oh, my God, look at her Gucci shirt. We just been conditioned. You know, it's just the value that we hold into certain things. It's not that necessarily things are better. It's just, you know, the things that are popularized. So, yeah, it's just, it's, the whole thing is crazy. But I've been on here officially an hour and 35 minutes, you guys. So let me get ready to go. Ms. V sent a quick super chat. She says, you have to message YT. I couldn't send a super chat all year until today. Well, praise God. It's a Sunday. Praise him. Do the little praise dance. Thank you so much. I'm glad you're able to come through, sis. She says, did you see Paula White calling on the African angels? I did see the video. Everybody started sending to me after the last stream. She was just doing the most, honey. She was doing the most. And I also saw the damn Nigerian, you know, the evangelical community out there marching for Trump. I'm like, y'all don't have no say in American elections. Sit y'all asses down. And they were marching. They really didn't have a reason. They felt like, you know, he was going to change things and, you know, help make Nigeria better. I'm confused where that came from. So I don't know, honey. But thank you so much for the super chat. Iya, hopefully I pronounced that right. And I know I would not pronounce your last name right. Mia Tulidia. She says, thank you, lovely T. I'm from the DR Congo. Hey, sis. And we are the victims of our riches. Chat, diamonds, the list goes on. Thank you for the highlight. You are more than welcome. I'm so sorry I mispronounced your name. I apologize. But no, you are more than welcome. And it's the truth. You know, so many times people act like they like to bury their head in the sand. But it's a lot of atrocities that happen all over. You know, and we have to be there for each other as people on this planet. That's why I hate divisiveness, because it's so counterproductive. Because when you think about it in the grand scheme of everything, at the most basic level, we are all human beings. We all feel stuff. We have emotions. We get hungry. We get thirsty. We go to the bathroom. We're all human beings at the most basic level. And it's just foolish ideologies that have different people thinking that they're better than, or because somebody's culture is this way versus this person's culture, that somehow they're better than those people. And that's not the case. So, yeah, it's crazy. But, yeah, you guys, it's been great. This has been a great stream. I feel good. I'm glad we got a lot to talk about. We hit on a lot of topics, you know, and like I said, was it voter fraud? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But in the meantime, Biden was declared the winner, and there's nothing I can do about that. So on that note, you guys, thank you so much for coming through. Thank you guys for spending time with me. I really appreciate it. So I'm going to go ahead and go. I will talk to you guys later. You guys finish enjoying the rest of your Sunday. Bye.